Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, we should break up. I don't want to lead you on. Well, this particular email is from a guy, I think he's fairly new to my work, and I think he's in college. And so he met a girl, I guess, in class, and apparently a few months before she broke up with her boyfriend, they were kind of hanging out and flirtatious, and it's clear this guy probably saw too many Disney movies. He's going to be Mr. White Knight because, you know, this girl's ex-boyfriend cheated on her, did lots of bad things. He admits he started over-pursuing, and literally he chased her right back into the arms of the ex. Now she's back together with him, and he went no contact. She's like, I mean, she was pretty brutally honest. She's like, I'm out. And then he talked to one of his friends who absolutely has no clue about women. And he's like, oh, you should reach out to her. Tell her how much you care and you like her. And so he does that. And her response was to just block him everywhere. So now he's like, I really want a chance with this girl. And he's just kind of ignoring the fact that her and the boyfriend don't really seem like very high character people. And he, his biggest mistake was trying to get involved with a woman who had a boyfriend. Because he's thinking, oh, I'm a better guy than the boyfriend. Because this is what you see in the movies, right? You meet this girl and you have this great connection and she's in a relationship with a guy. It's just horrible. And you think she deserves better. And you're like, I'm a better guy. I'm gonna save her. I'm going to be Captain Save-A-Ho. I'm going to be Mr. White Knight. I'm going to rescue her from her bad life and her bad boyfriend. And that's cute in a movie. But in the real world, well, let's see what happens in the real world with these situations. So he says, hey, Corey, for some backstory, around November, my ex broke up with her ex-boyfriend because he had cheated on her last year and did other things that caused the breakup. After the breakup, he would do things like talk to her mom and see who she's talking to or dating. And at one point, one of our mutual friends told us that her ex-boyfriend said to him that he could smell her perfume in the hallway. She would even yell insults at him whenever he was around because of things she thought he was doing after the breakup. Sounds like pretty healthy. So the other, already right out of the chute, you've got mutual friends in common that know everybody. And it's like, how well does that turn out? And this is, you know, another thing that comes up is that if you have somebody that's in your peer group of friends, whatever is being said, you got to assume it's going to get back to her. Or the other guy for that matter. Because apparently his friends know the ex-boyfriend and vice versa. And so that's really a big reason why gentlemen never kiss and tell. He says, we were flirting a few months before their breakup, so you were trying to mow the other guy's lawn. Not good, dude. Eventually, we got closer and became boyfriend and girlfriend in mid-December. Wow, that was pretty quick. If I was a betting man, I would say probably the guy that wrote the email is the one that tried to lock her down. And she went along with it at first, But wait, there's more. He says, things were going great, and we spent a lot of time together, making out and all that stuff. But one day, we went to a restaurant where her ex-boyfriend works. And my ex and her family just assumed he wasn't working there, and sure enough, he was there. It's like, if you know the ex-boyfriend is friendly with her family, and then you go with the family and your new girlfriend to the ex-boyfriend's restaurant where he works, who watching this is going, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm totally down for that. Let's go hang out where your lying, cheating boyfriend is who I ripped off, in essence, because that's what he did. Sure, that sounds like a great idea. That sounds like so, what a swell time. That sounds like so much fun. After that awkward interaction, she started acting cold and distant and looked like something was bothering her. You think? Think about it. Whatever you make a girl feel when she's with you is what she's going to associate with being with you. And so if you're going to the restaurant where the ex works, and he cheated on her. It's like, talk about shooting yourself in the foot. He says, but I didn't want to overthink anything. A couple of weeks later, we were still hanging out like usual, and things were fine. But on the day before and the day of the breakup in January, she was even more cold and distant. But I had just assumed she was stressed out with school and swim season. That evening, she messaged me saying, oh, man. She cares about you so much, you just get a text. A text to break up. Hey, I think I jumped into this relationship and I didn't really get to process my feelings about my last relationship. I think we should break up. I can't give you what you want. That tells me that he was way more into her than she was into him. She wasn't over the ex, clearly. I mean, you're going with her and her family to where the ex worked. Oh, he probably won't be there today. I don't know what you were thinking on that, dude. Maybe you were inhaling too much helium. What were you thinking? And all day long, let me go back into my girl voice. I think we should break up and I can't give you what you want. And all day I felt guilty about leading you on. So the reason why she feels guilty leading him on is because her attraction for the ex is going back up and her attraction for this guy is going back down, because what he'll admit to later on in the email is that he was over pursuing her. So under normal circumstances, he might have been able to keep her attracted if he wasn't over pursuing and was letting her do most of the calling, texting, and pursuing, but obviously he didn't do that. But quite frankly, it doesn't really seem to matter, because you got her, you got her family and your ex, and obviously you have mutual friends in common that all know each other. So that's just, I mean, going to the restaurant where the ex works and you're going, yeah, let's do that. I was like, I don't want to go hang out where your ex works. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. He said, I tried asking if we could talk about it. And she said, I don't think we can. I don't want to lead you on. In other words, she knows you're way more into her than she is into you. That's why. It's all based on how she feels. And she really wants the ex back. I responded, okay, I understand. And immediately did no contact. A few days later, she got back with the same ex-boyfriend who cheated on her and gave me back all the stuff I gave her and has been cold and distant and sometimes acts like I have never even existed. Yeah, that's pretty much how she felt. So you bought her gifts and stuff and she gave it all back? Probably because the ex-boyfriend demanded it. Remember, this is the guy that cheated on her. She would always, and still does, sit near or beside me in class when there's other seats available. And I'll sometimes see her side-eyeing me and another one of our girl mutual friends who I'm close with, who's also told me she saw my ex looking me up and down a few times. Yeah, another thing, your operational security sucks, dude. You're telling too many people in your life about what's going on with this girl. And you have all these common connections. So a girl in your class knows all about the fact you used to date her. And it's like, so you're probably verbal diarrhea all the time to her. You're verbal diarrhea to all your friends and everything's getting back to her. 2 weeks into no contact, the same friend told me I should try reaching out to her and see how she's doing. Oh, so the female friend told you to do that. Women always say, tell her how you feel. You got to let her know how you feel. She's pushed you away and said, I'm getting back together with my boyfriend. I don't want to lead you on. I'm out of here. And some random girl in class like, but just let her know how you feel. He says, I listened because he's illusion of action, right? He's like, I got to do something to get her back. He says, and at the time I figured out what's the worst that could happen. And I reached out with a casual, hey, like a chick. And 15 minutes later, she blocked me on everything and told her boyfriend I tried to talk to her, even though she kept me unblocked on everything for weeks after the breakup. Yeah, I don't know how he found out that she told the ex, but again, you got too many people in common here. It's like, this is just messy. You should not be getting involved with some other dude's chick, bro. Life is not a Disney movie. He says, looking back, I am aware I was over pursuing and was too available in the relationship. But recently, she started to look more happy than usual a week ago. And when her body language and actions looked like she wasn't that interested in her boyfriend. I was like, she wasn't over him. And you chased her back into his arms. And plus, she's probably thinking she's going to fix this other guy that cheated on her. He says, I still want to get back with her because she's an amazing person. Yeah, no, she's not, dude. But now I'm worried I screwed things up and blew the chance of connecting with her in the future. Any advice would be appreciated. I just started reading your book, How to Be a 3% Man, which I plan on reading 10 to 15 times. Well, what you really need to do is apply the book with other women who actually have character and stop trying to steal other guys' chicks. Because, again, life's not a Disney movie. I mean, this situation was totally messy. If you'd have got involved with a girl who the ex was out of the picture for good and it had been 6 to 12 months since they had stopped talking, then, yeah, maybe give her a chance then. But you just got involved in the middle of something very messy that is involved in your peer group and her peer group, and plus you're involving girls in your class into this. It's like, come on, dude. You got to keep this stuff to yourself. So when a woman blocks you, you don't keep reaching out to her. When she tells her boyfriend that you're contacting her, you don't keep reaching out to her. She knows you want to date her. You over-pursued her. And when you look at her explanations about not wanting to lead you on, she knows absolutely that you were way more into her than she was into you. She's not sitting there going, gee, does he still like me? She knows you like her and you want her. But yet she still dumped you. You never try to keep somebody who doesn't want to keep you. She still sits in class, but you should be spending more time talking to this other girl in class. And maybe if there's some other cute girls, go sit next to them and talk to them. And just don't pay any attention to this particular woman, because quite frankly, it doesn't sound like she makes good decisions. And the fact that her whole family is involved and they're probably all on board with her getting back together with the lying, cheating ex, that doesn't look good for her character. So if I were you, I'd do nothing. I'd focus on other women. Focus on applying what's in the book so you can actually get better. Because if you don't get better, then say she does reach out, because it's more than likely not going to work out with this other guy. And you'll probably be one of the first dudes she reaches out to. But if she reaches out and you go right back to over-pursuing and acting dopey and trying to lock her down, she'll bounce from you, maybe not to the ex, but it'll be some other male orbiter, and then she'll blow you off and she'll give you the same phrases. Oh, I don't want to lead you on. I moved on too quickly after my last relationship. It's like you can't smother a woman into loving you. It just does not work. You have to let women come to you at their pace. And obviously, going through 3% Man, you're starting to see that. But the important thing is to read the book and apply what's in the book with other women so you can get better and stop making these same mistakes. Because if you don't, all women that you meet in the future, you're going to turn off for exactly the same reasons, especially if your tendency is to over-pursue and act dopey and try to lock a girl down to a commitment as soon as you can. That's only what a needy, desperate guy that can't get any dates would do. And all that's going to do is turn all women off in general towards you. So if you got a question or challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page on my website, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.